The captain shouted for us to get down, and we did not feel like disobeying him. A bullet had torn my balaclava cap, one of our articles in our Christmas box. Another bullet entered through the sandbags and thence into my groin and hip, and my face had been cut by a bomb splinter. I lay there overnight, and about midday a British shell landed quite near me and threw me several feet into the air. I fell to the ground with a bang and felt a nasty burning pain in my left foot. I later discovered that four shrapnel balls had smashed it up a little. The surgeons later gave me one of the balls, which I made into a ring. When I woke up, I felt hungry, so I dug up a turnip. It was delicious. Chocolate eaten before or since that food could not compare with its delightful taste. I was soon sick, however, and became hysterical in my attempt to get back to our trenches. On reaching the trenches, I must have mistaken the German helmets for the native puggaries of the Sikh Gurkhas. When I was challenged, I said I was a wounded Englishman, active, not voluntary. They lowered their rifles and pulled me over the parapet. They bandaged my wounds and gave me a drink of spirits. I was questioned by a German who spoke excellent English, having been a waiter in Soho before the war. I stayed in the trench all day, during which time they lost very heavily, several of them falling across my prostrate body. When they stretchered me away that night, Christmas Eve, I was not in a position to go square pushing. I must here pay tribute to the bravery and nonchalance of their stretcher fellows. They carried me and their wounded comrades right across the open, scorning the communication trenches. Fortunately, our fellows did not shell that night. On arriving at hospital, they cut off my boot and bandaged my foot. By that time, both my feet were badly frozen, but the doctors said that because the wounds had congealed, this had probably saved my life. I was treated with every kindness and consideration. One of the doctors had studied at Edinburgh University, and he took a shine to me. My first night in hospital at Perrinnes was probably the most memorable moment of my life. There were 35 of us in the ward, 30 Germans and 5 British. There was a great deal of moaning from the injured, but one of the Germans, who had been badly wounded by a hand bomb, began to sing Watch on the Rhine, and nearly all his comrades joined in. Their voices were rough, but it had a sweet and dramatic intensity. Then they began to sing the German version of Asleep in the Deep. Needless to say, we British joined in with the English version, and we harmonised well. I have seen many wonders, including the Sphinx and the pyramids, but this was the greatest moment of my life.